Exclusive, Mike Cernovich, I've definitely been considering running for California governor to push the issues. By Robert Krajcik on May 7, 2021. Mike Cernovich, author, journalist, and producer of Hoaxed, said he was considering running governor of California on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. A poll of registered voters in California published last week had 3% of respondents selecting Cernovich as the most likely person they would support to replace Governor Gavin Newsom in the event of a gubernatorial recall. Republican candidate Caitlyn Jenner received 5%. "You're a viable gubernatorial candidate out in California, which is super cool," Marlowe stated. "You're polling at 3%, despite the fact you're not in the race. Do you have any reaction to that?" Cernovich replied, "I thought it was like a prank or something at first. So I looked and it was a legitimate poll and I thought that was pretty revealing of the time. People want a little bit of excitement today." Marlowe inquired, "Do you think it's a possibility? Are you considering it?" Cernovich replied, "Well, I've definitely been considering it. If anything, for no other reason than to push the issues. There's still this mass denial that politicians seem to have where they don't know what the people want. The people whose job it is in the GOP to win elections, to run people, to run messaging, they still don't get it. They really are in denial about what is exciting, what people are hyped for, and what gets people to vote. They want to run this boring stuff all over again," he added. "It doesn't work. People don't want it. People want excitement, and they want somebody to stand up against the establishment, the real establishment, so we'll see. Listen." Cernovich said Jenner's campaign could improve its polling with better political messaging. He recalled, "I tweeted out a while ago to Jenner's people, 'You should let me run your Twitter account.' They apparently didn't think that would be the right move. But could you imagine if I were behind the scenes hitting messaging for Jenner? Jenner would be at 20% right now. No question about it." Combating crime in California should be the primary focus of any gubernatorial candidate, Cernovich determined. He said the Golden State's high cost of living and crime rates relative to other states is driving an exodus of residents from the state. "California is so broken," he remarked. "For the first time, I think, in California's history, maybe, in decades, more people have left the state. I ran the U-Haul data, where if you want to take a U-Haul to California, it'll cost you about one-third to one-fifth less than taking a U-Haul out of California, because so many people are leaving California. That's a huge issue." He added, "Crime is a huge issue. It's such a huge issue that they're trying to scapegoat, of course, Trump, who's not in office, and Republicans who have no control. That's what I remind people about in California: you don't get to pass the buck. This is a uniparty state. It's a supermajority in the California legislature. It's democratic governance. This is what the world on Democrat rule looks like. You have crime in the street now, which used to be law and order conservative talking point, but that's what everybody wants now," he continued. "You can't walk around in LA. It's not safe. You can't walk around San Francisco. It's not safe. It's going to be a law and order election. There are a lot of other issues, economic issues, taxes, but if the government can't provide safe streets, then what's the point of the government?" Cernovich emphasized, "You can't ignore the crime issue. And I don't see anybody in this state promising to crack down on crime. Or promising to keep people safe, and I think that's the biggest issue right now in California." He concluded, "We live in anarcho-tyranny." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.